B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Peches. We're going to start 13 lines from the top of the Omid. And today's Daf is going to discuss primarily some of the topics of Matan Torah, and we're going to start from here. Says the Gemara, Dora Shahu Glila, this person from the Galil, he said at Rasha, Alei d'Rav Chisda, in front of Rav Chisda, what did he say? Brich Rachmona, blessed is Hashem, the Yohiv Oiraisa Tlisa. He gave us a Torah that is split into three thirds, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. L'am Tlisoi, to a nation that is split into three. There's Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisoi, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third child in his family. B'yom Tlisoi, on the third day of Prisha, on the third day of abstinence, as we've seen in previous sugyas. B'yarcha Tlisoi, during the third month of the year, which is Sivan, Nisan Iyar Sivan. Kuman, who's this teaching going according to, says the Gemara, K'rabonon, it's only according to the Rabbonon that Matan Torah was given on the third day of Prisha. According to Rabbi Yosi, it was given on the fourth day of Prisha, as we saw in the previous sugya. Continues the Gemara. Vayisyatzu betachtis ahor, it says in the Pasuk regarding Matan Torah that they stood under, at the bottom of the mountain. And we understand it to mean at the foot of the mountain. But the Gemara is going to give a drasha that teaches us something more profound. Omer Bavdimi bar Chomo bar Chasa. Melamed, this teaches us, Shekofa Kodesh Baruch Aleim Esahar Kigigis. Hashem, He took the mountain, uprooted the mountain, He hovered it over Klal Yisrael, as if it was an upturned barrel, as if they were being trapped into a barrel. Va'omar lehem, and Hashem said to them, Im atem mekablim ha-Torah, if you're going to accept the Torah, mutav, then that's good. Ve'im lav, if you're not going to accept the Torah, shom tei kvuraschem, then this is going to be your burial place. Omer of Acha bar Yaakov, Mikan meido rabba lo yiraisa. From the fact that Klal Yisrael, so to speak, were forced to keep the Torah, they were threatened that if they don't take the Torah, then they're going to be buried under the mountain, then that gives them some reason, some grounds, at some point later when Hashem says to them, why did you not keep the Torah? They can say, we didn't want to accept the Torah. We were forced to accept the Torah. Nonetheless, says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Afal Pikein Hodar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh, in the days of Achashverosh, from the tremendous Ava that Hashem showed to them with the nest that He did to them, then Klal Yisrael, they received the Torah again, or they accepted that the fact that they received the Torah is now being done totally out of love. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'kiblu, when after the nest, after the miracle of the Purim story in the time of Achashverosh, then Kimu v'kiblu ayehudim, Klal Yisrael, they established and they accepted the Torah. What does that mean? Kimu, at that point, they established in the days of Achashverosh, Mashe Kiblu Kvar, something that they already accepted at Har Sinai when they received the Torah. Continues the Gemara. Omar Chizkia, Mai Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Mishomayim Hishmato Din. From the heavens you made judgment, and this judgment is Torah. Torah is all about dinim, is about laws, and if there's laws, there's judgment. And the apostle continues, Eretz yoro v'shakoto. And earth became afraid and grew calm. And says the Gemara, im yoro lo moshokto. If it became afraid, then why did it get calm? V'im shokto, and if receiving the Torah, if Maimad Har Sinai was a reason to be calm, lo moyoro. Why was the earth afraid? Says the Gemara, it goes as follows. Elo bitchilo yoro. At first, before Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, the earth was very afraid. Ulebesayv shkoto. After Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, then earth became calm. Why? Says the Gemara. Veloma yoro. Why was the earth afraid before we received the Torah? Kedresh lokish. Domar shlokish. Maidich siv. It says in the Pasuk, Vayihi erev, vayihi voiker yoim hashishi. In the times by Briyas Oilo, when Hashem created the world, at the end of every day it says, at the end of the first day it says, Vayere Vayvoiker Yoim Echod. It was evening, then it was morning, it was the first day, the second day, the third day. On the sixth day, there's something different. It doesn't say, Vayi'erev, Vayi'voiker, it was evening and it was morning, Yom Shishi, the sixth day, as it says with all the other days. It says Yom HaShishi, as if to say, the sixth day. Hey Yaseir Elomoli, why is there an extra hey regarding the Shishi, the sixth day? Says the Gemara, Melamed Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Imaisa Breishis. It says that Hashem made a condition with the whole of creation, and said, V'omar Elohim, and said to creation, Im Yisrael Mekablim HaTorah, if Klal Yisrael receive the Torah, Atem, then you creation Miskaimim, you will endure and you will last. V'im Lav, if Klal Yisrael do not accept the Torah, Ani Machzir Eschem L'Toyhu V'Voyu, I'm going to turn you, the whole of creation, back to Toyhu V'Voyu, which was the state of existence before the world was created. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Reb Simoi. B'shor she'gdimu Yisrael naaseh l'nishma. We know that the Pasuk tells us that, at one point it says in the Pasuk, Vayanu kolom yachto vayomru kol asher dibar Hashem naaseh, in Parshas Yisroi. But later on it says that when Klal Yisrael received the Torah, they actually said, naaseh v'nishma. We will do and we will hear. Now normally the regular sequence of events would be, we say, we'll hear, we'll see. If it works out, if it makes sense, if it's something we're able to do, then we'll commit ourselves to do it. How can we make a commitment to do something even before we've heard? Says the Gemara, B'shar she'ikdimu Yisrael na'aseh v'nishma, when Klal Yisrael preceded their commitment to do, even before they heard, Bo shishim riboy shel malachi ashoros l'kol echod ve'echod mi'Yisrael, koshu le'ishnei k'sorim. That 600,000 malochim, which is the amount of people that were in Klal Yisrael, came down, and they tied to each one 2 crowns. For every yid, got 2 crowns. Echod keneged naaseh, one corresponding to their commitment of we will do. Ve'echod keneged nishma, and one corresponding to their agreeing to, after they're committed to do, they're saying, okay, now just tell us what we have to do, the nishma. The kivun shechotu Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael did the egel, yordu meo ve'estrim riboy malachi chabola upirkum. 1,200,000 malachi chabola, destructive malachim, twice as many as came with the crowns, came, they descended and removed the crowns from Klal Yisrael. Because when they first got the crowns, the naaseh v'nishma, were bonded together. And therefore, every malach, every angel came with 2 crowns. But now that they did the egel, they severed their commitments, and therefore it needed 2 malachim, 1 malach to take each crown from each yid. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyom, that Klal Yisrael was stripped of their jewelry, of their adornment, mihar chayrev, from Har Sinai that was called Har Chayrev. What was this adornment? What was this jewelry that they had? They had this crown that they were wearing, and they were stripped from them after they did the egel. Omer b'chomer bar chanino, b'chayrev to'anu, b'chayrev porku. The Pasuk says, v'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyom mihar chayrev. Now the words mehar chayrev could be going on when it was yisnatzlu, or where it was yisnatzlu, where they were when the crowns were stripped of them, or it could be talking about when they got the jewelry, that they were stripped of the jewelry that they received at Sinai. Says the Gemara, both were at Sinai. Bechayrev to'anu, they were loaded up with the crowns in Sinai. Bechayrev parku, and they were unloaded with the crowns also at Sinai. B'chayrev to'anu, k'da omron. We know that at Sinai they got the crowns, as we said before. When they said naaseh v'nishma, they got the crowns. B'chayrev porku, and they lost the crowns at Sinai, d'chsiv, as it says in the pasuk we just mentioned, v'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyom mehar chayrev. Continues the Gemara, what happened to these crowns? Omer Rabbi Yochanan v'kulon zocha Moshe v'notlam. Moshe Rabbeinu merited to receive all of the crowns that were taken away from Klal Yisrael, the Samichle, because near to the Pasuk that it says, that we mentioned a moment ago, by Isnatzlu B'nei Yisrael, etc., as Edyo Mehar Chayrev, it says, U'moyshe Yikach Es Ha'oyel, and Moshe would take the tent. What did he take? He took the crowns. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the word oihel can also mean a light, behiloi neiroi alei reishi, and those lights that Klal Yisrael had, those crowns, were given to Moshe. When it says in the Pasuk that Moshe took the oihel, it means not only his tent, but also the lights, the crowns that were taken from Klal Yisrael and given to Moshe. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rish Lakish, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziron Lanu, Hashem is going to return the crowns to us, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ufduyei Hashem Yeshuvun, and the redeemed ones of Hashem will return, Uvo'u Tzion Berino, and they will come to Tzion with song, V'simchas Oilam, and everlasting joy upon their heads, Al Roisham. What's this Al Roisham? Simcha Shemeolam Al Roisham, the joy that was once on their heads. What was on their heads? The two crowns. And at some point after the Geula, Hashem is going to give those Simchas Oilam, that Simcha that we had back then on our heads, we're going to get again, we're going to get them back. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rebbe Elazar, B'shor Sheikdimu Yisrael Nase L'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael proceeded their commitment to hear, even before their commitment to do, even before their commitment to hear, Yotzta Baskel V'omru Lehen, a heavenly voice emanated and told Klal Yisrael, Mi Gilo Libni Roz Zeh, who revealed to my children this secret, Shemalachi Ashoros Mishtam Shimboi, which only Malachi Ashoros, Malachim, they know how to use this secret of being able to be committed to do something even before they know what they have to do. That means taking it for granted that anything that they'll be told to do, they will be able to do. Dichsiv, how do we know that Malachim work this way? It says in the Pasuk, Baruch Hu Hashem, bless Hashem, Malachov Giboirei Koyach, the Malachim, the strong warriors, Oisei Dvorei, those who do what Hashem tells them to do. Lishmoya b'kol dvori, to hear the voice of Hashem, what Hashem is saying. At first they are oise dvori, and only afterwards they are lishmoya b'kol dvori. Bereisha oise, first it says that they do, v'hoda lishmoya, and then it says to hear. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'choma bar chanina, maidich siv, when it says in the Pasuk, ketapuach ba'atzei hayar, like an apple, amongst the other fruit, that means amongst the other trees, probably means an apple tree amongst the other trees in the forest. And Klal Yisrael are compared to this apple tree. And Tosfos says that this is not an apple tree, this is actually an esrog. Lomo nimshelo Yisrael letapuach. Why are Klal Yisrael compared to a tapuach, to what we would translate as an apple tree? Loi malachot to tell us, ma tapuach ze, pirioi, Koidem le'olov, just in the same as this tree called tapuach, the fruit is there before the leaves, and Tosfos explains an esrog tree, the leaves fall off every year, the fruits, the esrogim, do not. So in year two, the esrog is there even before the leaves of year two come out. Af Yisrael, so to Klal Yisrael, higdimu naase le'nishma, Klal Yisrael proceeded first naase, and then Nishma, and this is similar to that tapuach tree, which first the fruit is there, and only then the leaves are there. Continues the Gemara. Hahu, Mino, there was this Kaifa, this Apikairus, the Chazio Lerova, he saw Rova, the Koma'ayon Beshmeitza. He was studying, he was fully immersed and engaged in Torah learning. V'yosvo etzba'oso d'yodei toise karo. And he put his fingers, without realizing, he put his fingers under his leg, or he put it underneath him. V'komayetz buhu, and he was crushing his fingers. He didn't even realize he was so engrossed with his learning. V'komov on etzba'oso domo. And there was blood that was flowing from his fingers. Omar le, this means, said to Rava, Amo p'ziza, you are an impulsive nation. De kadmisu pumaychu leodnaychu. You put your mouths before your ears. Your mouth that committed yourself to do, you put that before your ears, before you even heard whether what you would be expected to do is something you're able to do. Akati bepachazusaychi kaimisu. And you are still an impulsive nation. Bereisha iboylechu lemishma. You should have first heard what Hashem is going to expect from you, and only then, imotzisu kablitu, that you should have listened to see whether you're able to accept the Torah. V'iloi, and if you're not going to hear first what Hashem is expecting from you, loi kablisu, then you shouldn't have accepted that you're going to do whatever Hashem tells you to do. Omar lei, Rav answered back to this min, I'll tell you the difference between us and you. Anan, us, de saginon b'shleimusa. We go in the ways of complete faith. We trust Hashem, we love Hashem, Hashem loves us, and we take it for granted. He's not going to ask us to do something that we're not able to do. Ksivbon, it says regarding us in the Pasuk, Tumas Yeshorim Tanchim. The perfectly faithful, that's the Tumas, which is the perfection of the faith, Yeshorim Tanchim, that the perfect faith of the upright, Tanchim, will lead them. Hanoch Inshi Desogon Balilusa, but those people like you, you're the Koifrim, that you go in crooked ways, Ksivbuhu, what does it say about you? It's about them. Veselef boigdim yeshadim. And the perverseness of the faithfulness, the opposite of tmimus is siluf. Boigdim, of the people who don't have faith, yoshdim, are going to destroy them. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'shmul bar nachmeni omer b'yoynason. Maidich siv, it says in a pasuk, libavtini achoisi kalo. You have captured my heart, my sister, the color. Libavtini ba'achas me'inaich. You have captured my heart with one of your eyes. Bitchilo, at first, ba'achas me'inaich, that you attracted me with just one of your eyes. Lekeshetasi. I mean, at the beginning, when you accepted the Torah, when you said Na'aseh v'nishma, that's compared to one eye. But lekeshetasi, when you're actually going to perform all the mitzvahs, b'shtei'inaich, then you will attract me with both your eyes. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ula, aluvo kalo, how shameless is the bride, mezane besoichu poso, that she's unfaithful to her new groom, to the chosen, even while she's already, or even when she's still, in the chuppah, in the bridal chamber. And this is referring to Klal Yisrael, that they were still at Matan Torah, they were still at Har Sinai, in Midbar Sinai, and they could do the Egel, which was Avodah Zarah. Omer of Mori bro de bas Shmuel. Of Mori, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, and we've already seen twice in Shas why his father was not mentioned. We only mention his mother as the daughter of Shmuel because of some unfortunate incident that his mother was actually captured by somebody and he was born from there. Maikro, and this Rav Mori, he said, he explained the following pasuk. Atsha melech b'mesiboy nirdi v'goymer. Whilst the king was still at his banquet, then my perfume, it gave out its fragrance. And that is similar to what Ula said, that Klal Yisrael, so to speak, they were still in the bridal chambers, they were still with the king at Midbar Sinai, and the besomim, the scent, the perfumes that they'd got from the Torah, it gave out, they let it go. It got taken away from them because they did the egel. Omar Rav, and Rav tells us a fascinating thing. Ve'adayin chavivuso hi gabon. Nonetheless, in spite of the fact that we did this Aveira, whilst we were still in the chuppah, whilst we were still in the mesibah, the banquet of the king, nonetheless, Hashem is close to us and he showed endearment towards us. Dichsiv, as it says in that very same pasuk, it says, Ad shamelech b'mesiboy, nirdi nosan reichoy, that the besomim, the perfume, gave out its fragrance. And the pasuk says, Dichsiv nosan, it says it gave out its fragrance. V'loiksiv hisriach, it doesn't say the fragrance became putrefied, it became horrible. No, it says that temporarily it's been given elsewhere, which means that even when Klal Yisrael did the Egel, there was something about them, some chavivus, some love between Hashem and Klal Yisrael that stayed in spite of the Egel. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, and this is a continuation of what we said before, that aluva kala, that the bride is shameless, has been somewhat disgraced. We're going to talk about something else now, about the aluva. Tonu Rabbonon, aluvin v'einon oilvin, those who get insulted, they get disgraced, but they do not respond by disgracing, by insulting other people. Shemin cherposom, they hear their own disgrace. Ve'inon meshivin, they do not reply in turn. Oisin me'avo, they perform what Hashem's rotzen, what Hashem wants, they do it out of love. Usmeichim biyisurim, and they're happily accepting the suffering of this disgrace that they're going through. Alein makosov oimer, regarding them, the pasuk states, "Vo'oyhavov ketzeis Hashemesh begvurasoi," that those who love Hashem will be as bright as the sun that's shining forth in its might. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, "May dichsiv," when it says in the pasuk, "Hashem yiten oimer hamavasrois tzava rov," Hashem yiten oimer, it means Hashem made the declarations that hamavasrois tzava, the heralds are a mighty host. What does that mean? Kol dibur v'dibur shayotzo mipi ha'gvura. Every single statement, every dibur that emanated from Hashem's mouth, nechlak l'shivim l'shaynis, it was divided into 70 languages. And that is that every declaration of Hashem, Hashem yiten oimer ha'mevasreis tzova, mevasreis tzova means that every word that Hashem said became a mighty host. It became split, divided into 70 languages. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. We saw in a brisa from Rabbi Shmuel, on a similar note, Ukefatish yefoitzeit sela. The pasuk says that like a hammer, Hashem's words are like a hammer that breaks a rock. Ma patish ze nechlak lekamo nitzoitzeis. The same way as when a hammer hits a rock, it causes the rock to break into many little slivers, many pieces. Af kol dibur v'dibur shayotzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, every single statement that emanated from Hashem's mouth, nechlak l'shivim l'shoynois, it was divided into 70 languages. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Chananel Bar Popa, May dichsiv, what's the meaning of the following pasuk? Shim'u, listen, ki negidim adabir, because I will speak princely things. Lama nimshlu ledivrei Torah kenogid? Why are the words of Torah, which are the things Hashem spoke, compared to a prince? Loi malach, says the Gemara, to tell us, to teach us, ma nogid ze? Yesh bo ilahomis ulahachis. In the same way as a prince, as with other royalty, has the power in his hands to kill people, or to sustain them, to keep them alive. After Torah, yesh bam lahomis ulahachis, so too the words of Torah have the power to kill or to give life. Another Gemara is going to explain, Hainu d'omar Rava, this reflects a statement of Rava, lemaiminim bo samo d'chayo. Those who hold Torah with their right hand, they do it with all their strength, which is the typical of the right hand, is the stronger hand, then for them it's going to be samo d'chayo. Torah is going to be a type of drug that gives life. Lemasmi'ilim bo, but those who just hold on to Torah with their left hand very weakly, samo d'moisa, for them Torah could be a drug that causes death. Dover achir, another explanation why the words of Torah are princely, negidim, that the Torah are compared to a prince, that kol dibur v'dibur shayotzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every statement that emanated from Hashem's mouth, koishin lo shnei ksorim, had two crowns tied to it. And that's what made them princely. A prince typically wears a crown. Every word that came out of Hashem's mouth was princely. It came out with two crowns tied to it. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, May dichsiv, what does it mean, the following pasuk? Tzroir ha-moir, a bundle of besomim called moir, doidi li, is my beloved to me, bein shodai yolin, he's lodged between my bosom. The bosom is above the chest. Omro kneses Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, af al pi shemeitzar umeimar li doidi, even though you, Hashem, sometimes have to give us punishments and talk to us harshly, bein shodai yolin, nonetheless he is firmly lodged between my bosom, and our connection has not been severed. And these are the first words, Tzroir HaMoir, Tzroir and Moir are two words that are similar to Meitzar and Meimar. Meitzar means distressed, and Meimar is embittered me. So Tzroir and Moir, doidi li, that my beloved one has caused us this distress and embitterment. Bein Shodai Yolin means that he is still lodged between my bosom, we still love him. And now the rest of the pasuk, Eshkel HaKoifer Doidi Li. My beloved is to me like a cluster of koifer, Bekarme Ein Gedi, in the vineyards of Ein Gedi. What message is this pasuk giving us? How are we going to read this pasuk in similar context to what we saw before? Mi Shehakoil, Eshkel's like Shehakoil Sheloi, the one that everything belongs to him, Mechaper Li. HaKoifer, he's the one that can give us atonement, which is Hashem. Al avoin gedi shekoramti li, when it says bekarmei ein gedi, then the literal translation is in the vineyards of ein gedi. But here it means bekarmei, the what I have heaped upon myself, ein gedi, the avoin, the avera of gedi, of a kid, which means the gold calf. Another pshat is that Gedi is the name of Avodah Zorah, which the gold calf was a form of Avodah Zorah. So you see in this pasuk that even though Hashem is sometimes harsh with us, it's Hashem at the end, it's the one that can give us atonement even for the Egel. Says the Gemara, "My mashma dahai karmi lishna de michnashu." Where do we find that the word karmi, the literal translation is a vineyard, but the Gemara explained it as koramti, as heaped upon me, the avarus of Avodah Zorah that I heaped upon myself. Where do we find that the word karmi can mean heaping? Says the Gemara, Omar Marzutra Breder of Nachman, could it none? We saw such a concept in a Mishnah, kisei shel koives, a launderer's chair, shekirmim oloves akelim, that one heats up the kelim on top of it. So you see that the word kirmim, which is similar to karmi, means heaping. Continues the Gemara. V'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. May dechsiv, how are we going to explain the following pasuk? L'choyov, so to speak, Hashem's cheeks, ka'arugas haboisem, are like a bed of spices. Says the Gemara, kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every statement that emanated from Hashem's mouth, so to speak, nismale kol ha'olam kulei besomim, the whole world was filled with fragrant spices. With the fragrance of spices, more accurately. The Kivun Shemedibu Rishon Nismale, the Gemara asks that since with the first statement that Hashem said, the whole world was filled with this fragrance, Dibur Sheini Leheichon Holach, where did the fragrances of the second statement go to? The world was already full with fragrance. Says the Gemara, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aruach Meitz Reisav, Hashem took out the wind from his storehouses, V'hoyo Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, and he drove away, he blew away, so to speak, each fragrance. He said the first statement, and the world filled with fragrance. And then Hashem blew that away to Gan Eden, and then he brought out another fragrance with the second statement. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, and it's the continuation of that pasuk, Sifsoisov, his lips, Shoishanim, literally translated as our flowers, Noitfois, they drip, Moir, Oiver, the flowing of the Basomim called Moir. What does that mean? Altikru Shoishanim, do not read it, Shoishanim, which means that Hashem's lips are like flowers, Elo Sheshoinim, rather, Sheshoinim means that they repeat themselves, which is meaning that Hashem continually caused, again and again, with every statement that he said, he caused the fragrances of the spices to flow away. Sifsoisov, Shoshanim means that his lips who continually, repeatedly caused that noitfois, moir oiver, that the drip of the moir, of this besomim oiver, will pass away, will flow away, will be blown away to make space for the fragrances of the next statement. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzo mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with every statement that left Hashem's mouth, yotzo nishmosom shel Yisrael, the souls of Klal Yisrael departed from their bodies. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, nafshi yotzo bedabrei, my soul departed as he spoke. Asks the Gemara, Me'achar Hashem midibur rishay notzon ishmosom, if after the first statement that Hashem said, their souls departed, dibur sheini heich kiblu, then they would have been dead. How could they have received the second statement? Says the Gemara, Hoyrid tal she'osid lachis b'yimesim, Hashem brought down the dew, but not regular dew that we see every day. The dew that Hashem is going to use, Mirtz Hashem b'koriv, to do tchias ha'mesim, and with that dew, v'hechya isom, he did tchias ha'mesim, with all the people in Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Geshem nedovois tonif, a generous rain did you lavish, Elohim Hashem, nachloscha, v'nil'e, when your heritage was weary, atochinanto, you established it firmly. And this is referring to the fact that Klal Yisrael, whose souls departed from them, when they heard the first statement, Hashem did tchias ha'mesim, and that's this geshem nedovis, this generous rain, and with them Hashem did tchias ha'mesim. Continues the Gemara of Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzo mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with every statement that emanated from Hashem's mouth, so to speak, chozur Yisrael l'achireyem shneim osor mil. Then Klal Yisrael, they retreated, as if they were thrown backwards 12 mil. V'hoyu malachi hashoros medadden oison. And the malachim had to help them, medadden, they had to help them totter back to their places near Har Sinai. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Malachi Tzvokos, the Malachim of Hashem, Yedoidun, Yedoidun. They totter, they totter. Al Tikri Yedoidun, do not read it. Yedoidun, that means they totter. Elo Yedadun, rather it should say that Yedadun, Yedadun, that they helped other people totter back. Who did they have to help totter back? That was Klal Yisrael after they went backwards 12 mil from fear of Hashem's revelation, that they had to be helped to slowly make their way back and grow accustomed to the revelation and make their way back to Har Sinai. Continues the Gemara. V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'shoah she'ola Moshe l'morim, when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to the heights up to Har Sinai, Omru malachi ha'shoros lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem, Master of the Universe, Ma liyilud isha beinenu. This Moshe Rabbeinu has come up, he was born from a woman. What's he doing between us malachim? Omer lehem, Hashem said to them, Lekabel Torah bo, he's come to receive the Torah. Omru lefonov, they said to Hashem, Chamuda genuza. The Torah is chamud and gonuz, it's a treasured Torah, very dear to Hashem. She genuza lecha, it was stored by you, Hashem, for 974 generations, it was stored as a treasure. Kodem shenivra olam, even before the world was created. Atam avakish litna lebosar adam, and you're intending to give that cherished treasure, Torah, to flesh and blood, to Klal Yisrael. Mo enoish kisiz karenu. What is a mortal person that you should remember him? Uven odom kisif kedenu. And the son of man, human beings, that you should recall him. And another pasuk says, Hashem Adoneinu, Hashem our Lord, Mo'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'oret. How grand is your name in all the earth already. Your name is already grand. Everybody's seen, you took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, there's a Emunah in the world. Ashetno hoitcha al hashamayim, that you should now rather bestow your glory, which is the Torah, upon the heavens. Give Torah to heavens, the adir shimcha b'chol ha'oretz. But the next stage, the stage of tno hoitcha, the giving Hashem's glory, for that al hashamayim, the place for that should be here on heaven. Omar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hechzir lehem tshuva, give the malachim an answer. Omar Lefonov, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Misyore ani shemo yisrafuni behevel. I'm afraid to answer them, they might burn me up with the breaths in their mouths. Behevel shebepiem, with the breaths of their mouths. Omar Le, Hashem said to him, Echoiz bekisei kvoidi, grab hold of my throne. V'chazoyu lehem tshuva, and give them an answer. If you're holding on to my throne, they will not be able to burn you. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ma'achiz pnei kisei, he allows him to grasp the face of the throne. Parshes Olov Anonoi, he spreads upon him his cloud. Va'omer Rav Nochum explained, Melameit, from this pasuk we see, Shepeiresh Shaddai, that Hashem spread Miziv Shchinosoi, from the radiance of his presence, Va'anonoi Olov, and his cloud was upon Moshe. Omer Lefonov. So Moshe said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Shata Nosin, this Torah that you're giving me, Maksiv Bo, what's written in it? Hashem answered, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem your God, who have taken you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Omer Lehem, so Moshe turned to the angels, to the Malachim, and said to the Malachim, Lemitzrayim Yeradetem? Did you descend to Mitzrayim? Leparo Yishtabadetem? Were you enslaved to Paroi? Torah Lomo Teilachem. Why should Torah be yours? The Torah is going to start. The Luchos, Aseres Hadibros, are going to start with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What part did you have in that? Shuv Ma'aksiv Bo. What else is written in the Torah? It says it again in the Luchos. Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim. That you should not have unto you the gods of others. That other idols that other people make into gods, us Klal Yisrael should not have that. So Moshe said to the Malachim, "Bein amim atem shruim she'ovdim? Do you live among nations she'ovdim avodas gelulim, that they serve idols, that you should need a mitzvah to tell you don't follow those nations and don't do idol worship?" Shuv maksiv bei. What else does it say in the Luchos? Zocher es yom haShabbos lekadshoi. Remember the day of Shabbos and sanctify it. Klum atem oisim melocha shtem tzrichim shvois. Do you engage in labor the whole week that on Shabbos you need to rest? Shuv maksiv bo. What else does it say in the Luchos? Loisisa. You should not take Hashem's name. You shouldn't say Hashem's name in vain. And when is that? When you make a shvua, when you make a vow. In a Beis Din or wherever it is, don't say Hashem's name in vain. So Moshe asked them, Masa or Matan Yesh B'neichem? Are there any business transactions between you that you should be making oaths in vain? The reason that people make oaths is because they have challenges in their businesses and there's arguments. You have any business transactions to argue about? Shuv Maksiv Ba. What else does it say in the Luchos? Kabedes Avicha V'Simecha. Honor your father and your mother. Do you have a father or a mother? Humans are born from parents. Malachim are not born from parents. Shuv Maksiv Bo, what else does it say? Lo Sirtzach, you shall not murder. Lo Sinof, you shall not commit adultery. Lo Signov, you should not steal. Asks Moshe to the Malachim, Kino Yesh Benechem, is there any envy between you? Yetzahor Yesh Benechem, is there any evil inclination amongst you? Miyad hoiduloi laKadosh Baruch Hu. Immediately the Malachim agreed to Hashem that he should give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says in the end of that perek in Tehillim, Hashem Adoneinu Mo'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'oretz. Hashem, our Master, how grand is your name in all the earth. Ve'ilu t'no hoitcha l'ashamayim lo'iksiv. Over here it doesn't say that you should give your glory upon the heavens. They said that Mo'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'oretz. They were okay with Hashem's revelation on earth. Miyad kol echod ve'echod nase lo oyhev. All the Malachim became Moshe Rabbeinu's friends. Omar salo dova, and they gave him things. They gave him gifts. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Oliso l'amorim, you ascended to the heights to receive the Torah. Shaviso shevi, you captured a captive. Lokachto matonis, you took gifts. Ba'odom, because of man. Says the Gemara, "Bischar shekar ucha adam," in the reward for bearing this insult that you're called a man, as the Malachim said, "Mal yilud isha," as if you're a mortal being. In that merit, in that schus, lokachto matonis, you took the gifts, and those gifts were the gifts that the Malachim gave to Moshe Rabbeinu after he won the discussion. And the Gemara adds, "Af Malach Hamoves mosar lidava," even the Malach Hamoves, the angel of death, gave a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Vayitein es akteres veichapir al ha'om." When there was an epidemic, there was a dever in Klal Yisrael, and Moshe told Aaron, he says, "Take some incense and put it onto the pan. Go around Klal Yisrael, and then they will be atoned, and the magefa will stop. People will stop dying." And the Va'omer, and it says V'yamid bein ha'mesim uvein ha'chaim v'goymer, and he stood between the dead and the living, and then the plague was stopped. Ilav de'omer li mihavayoda. How would Moshe Rabbeinu have known this secret that using the k'tayres, the incense, can actually stop a plague? It must be that the angel of death, who is the one who's responsible for causing the death, or at least he is the one that Hashem sends to give the death punishment, he was the one that must have given it to Moshe. That's the gift that Moshe gave, that the Malach HaMoves gave to Moshe, and then Moshe knew to tell Aaron to stop the plague with the incense, with the Keteres. In the Emirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.